G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2017. Six rounds in and looks like, well, pretty much the top half of the eight's almost set.
Pretty close too. I think there's definitely five or six pretenders that can pack them up for this year.
Yep.
A couple others playing at the margins for spots seven and eight, but cream definitely rising to the top, and thankfully for the first time in years, Sydney's not amongst it.
Yeah, well, it's you would have got pretty good odds pre-season that Hawks and the Swans would be 18-17 after 6 weeks.
But, absolutely.
Who would have even thought it, let alone threw a dollar on it. But anyway.
And somehow, despite all that, we're both in front on the year so far. It's a handy start.
Unbelievable.
All right, we kick things off Friday night at the Docklands with St Kilda and GWS. Saints getting a little over two goals start, total points line high 180s.
Yeah, well, obviously both teams had good wins last week. St Kilda had a very strong win against lacklustre Hawthorn, to say the best. And G-Dub got the job done in the final moments against the Dogs, who probably kicked themselves out of the game, to be honest.
Yeah.
But still, to get a win against quality opposition and keep their season rolling on was good to see. In what were good conditions at Manuka, but if a little bit cold.
Good news for the under.
Yeah, it was. I actually really like the over in this game. Yes, St Kilda have had their kicking woes, but indoors, you'd like to think that a skillful side will get it done. Just don't give it to Josh Bruce in the goal square, and hopefully they can. That just bloody tells you that you're kicking like a bastard as a group, doesn't it?
When
you can almost kick it out on the full from a metre out. How can you manage that? Yeah, look, both teams have got powerful scoring in them, and sort of mid, what did you say, high
180s.
Yeah, I have found 188 today with Sportsbet, so yeah, I think they'll go above that.
Yeah, it's a no bet for me. I did have a slight lean over. I thought there was a little bit of space here, but not a lot. I don't like laying points for interstate sides, especially against decent opposition, but early season home state underdogs coming off a win's not a great spot either. St Kilda, possibly not as good at covering as at the Docklands as you might think. G-Dub don't have a lot of history there. I think it's a pretty easy lay down for me. Good. Saturday afternoon, we're down at Blundstone Arena or Belrive Oval, for those of us who like the old cricket references, for North Melbourne and Adelaide. North getting about 6.5 goals, total points line near enough 200.
Yeah, again, this was an interesting one for me. We said a few weeks ago, back Adelaide, anything under 8 goals start on any ground in Australia, and I haven't seen anything in the interim to make me waver on that. Mm. I know North Melbourne have been good. They've lost, I think, well, they haven't been getting the wins on the board, but
they've been fairly honest.
Well, they've lost 3 games in the last month while they've seen a kick, so they've played well, but you've seen in the way that they've played their football that they have had an issue with shutting down genuine pace, and that's something that Adelaide has in spades. And I just think the way Adelaide shift the ball, potentially fluky conditions down there would be the only thing that we've seen in the past that wind around can hold you up. And because they do transition the ball with so much pace and so much ferocity, and they trust that, you know, long kick to space, if the wind is fluky and it, you know, it could potentially hold up or halt some of their scoring, but that's the only thing that's keeping the jury out for me. But I expect Adelaide to win this one really comfortably. But 40 points is a lot. Mm. It's a lot when you can't trust the conditions.
Yep.
If this game had have been at Etihad, I would have dived into probably 10 points more than this. But I'm gonna sit this one out.
Yeah, likewise here. If you could promise me a nice, still 18-degree day, I'd have the minus. I'd also have the over.
Yeah.
Adelaide love racking them up. 3 of the last 4 head-to-head have crossed 200. There's just enough, though, where you take both those things and it's a complete bludger of a day in 8 degrees. And, you know, what the hell have I got here?
Well, it can be 23 degrees and still be a prick of a day to score. you aim it outside the right point post just to shave the inside of the left. Unbelievable, but anyway.
Second of the Saturday afternoon games are at the MCG for Collingwood and Carlton. Collingwood laying about 3.5 goals, total points line mid-170s.
Yeah, look, this game at first glance to me screams under. Purely, And I know I've said, and wrongly last week, I put my hand up that neither team could score and that was going to cost them. And they both scored quite heavily against what should have been pre-season top four opposition. So Carlton, super impressive in their win against the Swans, who, granted, aren't going that well, but you can only play what's up against you. And no one expected them to win that game, and they did it pretty easy in the end. And the Pies put the Cats to the sword, which if my big mate Boxhead's listening, yes, you did tell me so, and I should have listened, but I didn't. So
you got to see that I'd put Collingwood Plus up.
Yeah, but mate, when have I ever listened to you?
Touché.
This game to me does scream under. I certainly don't think Collingwood, on general form trends, are going good enough to get a 20-point start against the Blues either. But look, both teams are fluky, and for that alone, I think everything's in play. And the fact that both teams scored pretty heavily against decent opposition last week is enough for me to sit this one out.
Yeah, I'm the same. Combined trends to the under in the day and to the under at the MCG. Two of the last four head-to-head have gone sub 170. This line actually opened close to 180 on Monday night, and if it was still there, I'd be having the under. But it's getting a little close for a day game to the number I'd priced it at.
You can get 179.5 for sports bet this afternoon.
Ooh. Well, I will.
If you can find the 179.5, you bet it.
I will put an under. If I can get 177.5 or better, I will be betting the under.
That's my boy.
Okay, Saturday twilight. We're at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and West Coast. Port laying 3 to 3.5 goals, total points line, mid-180s.
Yeah, again, I mean, first thing obviously that springs to mind in this one is what are West Coast going to bring on the road? We all know how well they play and how heavily they can score at home. Road form, shit ass.
Yep.
So that in mind obviously speaks to Port Adelaide potentially at the minus. The fact that Hawthorn beat West Coast by 50 points a couple of weeks ago, Port Adelaide are a hell of a lot better team than Hawthorn on what's going on at the moment. So the minus potentially in play. I don't think the Adelaide Oval, if we looked historically, would probably hold the same amount of fear for West Coast as MCG and other grounds like similar size grounds. I think the Adelaide Oval is that.
And especially against Port too.
Yeah, yeah. So for me, the only bet in this one was the over. Both good, strong scoring teams. Both teams probably a little bit lax in defensive standards. I think if you weighed up forwards, if they want to go under, what they should do is play West Coast forwards on on Port's forwards for a quarter and then swap it over. Because their defenders are all pretty doer. So I think this one's got scoring potential. Certainly got scoring potential at the Adelaide Oval, which is a traditionally high scoring ground. So mid 180s line, I'm happy to play that.
Yeah, it's a no bet game for me. Last two head to head, both at the Adelaide Oval and the Eagles have got both. Absent that, I would have been in the same boat as you were headed towards with Port at the minus. But horses for courses here, having been stung by G-Dub at the minus last week and seen the Dogs play them on the back of their head-to-head history. There's enough here for me to stay out. First of the Saturday night games are up at the Gold Coast, Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Cats. Suns getting about 3.5 goals, total points line low 190s.
Yeah, knee-jerk reaction again for this one was Geelong at the minus. Just be quality versus quality, to be honest.
Yep.
But that said, Gold Coast, super impressive at home. Their last couple of starts, I think, certainly their last start anyway. Overs is a potential bet as well. You just, again, the Gold Coast are a little bit too fluky for mine to give them a great deal of trust at the moment.
Yep.
Ablett's been playing exceptionally well. He'd probably be leading the Brownlow after everyone said, after, 3 weeks, that he'd had a gut for him, wanted to pack it up. He'd be right up there. He'd be right in the mix at the moment. Especially on the strength of his last probably 2 or 3 weeks. But, I don't... Heart says Geelong at the minus, but... Gee, they were ordinary last week.
And they don't go well as decent-sized favourites. Nor do Gold Coast as decent-sized dogs, that's to be fair.
But again,
I'd sack this game pretty quickly.
Yeah, look, that was my feel as well. I immediately thought Geelong minus, and then thought about it for about another 10 seconds and said, hang on.
Since when do these bludgers cover when they're big favourites?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. So no, I'm going to say it.
I'm out too, for all the reasons we just discussed. Second of the Saturday night games, we're at the Docklands again for Western Bulldogs and Richmond. Dogs laying about 3 goals, total points line, mid-180s.
Yeah, the doggies were stiff last week. They were really stiff, and they're expected to get more cattle back this week, particularly to bolster their forward half stocks, which you would think is going to lead to a strong game. Richmond, super, super impressive in the first quarter last week, and then just got absolutely blown to pieces by the premiership outfit.
Yeah. Happened to G-Dub too. They bounced back all right the next week.
Yeah, exactly right. So, look, I like the over in this game. I'm not yet convinced I'm going to bet it. I'll probably listen to a few words from your good self first before I make a decision. I think 19 points is a fair bit to be giving up when Richmond are 5-1.
Yeah.
They have played some really good football. So I don't see Richmond lying down like they did 2 weeks in a row. I would like to see it, just because...
because it's Richmond and it's funny.
Mate, you don't have to live with a Richmond supporter. You don't understand what this is like. She's walking around all bloody week. You know what? I really like football. I'm enjoying football this year. How good is it? You don't seem to be enjoying football. Is that because Hawthorn's not doing so well? Fuck off, mate. Like, it's garbage. I've got 4 of them in my family. Richmond supporters, fuck me. They've already put the Premiership Cup on the shelf. I hope the Dogs win by 300. But look, you have a chat. I've said enough.
Yeah, recent head-to-head history, Dogs have won them both by around 2 to 3 goals the last couple. Both pretty low-scoring games. Neither side great at covering as sort of favourites or underdogs of about this sort of range. Dogs 13-4 to the under at the Docklands since the start of last year, and 10-6 under as home favourites. Richmond 7-2 to the under as underdogs in Victoria. I don't like betting totals at Eddie Had, but if I was going to play, it would be the under.
Okay, do you have figures there on how far under they've gone in their last couple, these two sides?
Because not off the top of my head, but the Dogs, and because I'm taking it back to the start of last year, the Dogs for a lot of that played this heavily contested ball. But the two games...
And Richmond also
score.
Well, Richmond tried to model that Hawthorn maintenance of possession type football, whereas now they're actually probably playing more in the Crows vein, where it's that real run and gun and take the game when I'm trying to open it up. So I think last year's stats with regards to points probably don't bring a lot to the table in this one, which is obviously what's giving us pause. But I would say this one's going to be... I would take the over. How about we have a side bet? We won't give the bookies any money, but we have $10 head-to-head. You end up me the over.
Done. We'll call it 180. What do you got there?
I've got 186.5.
Yep.
That was what it I'm came. Happy with That's that. What I found this afternoon.
Yep, so. Done.
All right, sweet.
Sunday afternoon, we're at the SCG for Sydney and Brisbane. Who knew the Lions would be in front? Despite that, Sydney are about 6.5 goal favourite. Total points line, high 180s.
I couldn't believe this when I saw it. how good must you be going in the eyes of the greater populace when a team that's 0-6 is giving you a 40-point head start? what a joke. I'm betting the plus. Sydney's not beating anyone by 40 points the way they're going at the moment. Brisbane are honest. They're working hard. Yes, they're not getting the results, but if you put...
They had a big lead on the Dogs.
If you put half of the effort that Brisbane are committing at the moment into the Swans or the Hawks with the lists that they've got, you'd be 4-2. So you can't tell me... And this is not news to Sydney, and it's as if they're not news to Hawthorn. Everyone's saying they're not trying, or they don't care. They obviously are aware of that.
Yeah.
And they're not walking out on the ground saying, you know what, fuck it, we'll just have another week off. They're trying to remedy that, and it's not working.
Mm.
So something's inherently wrong in the way they're going about it at the moment. Mm. They've got a full complement, barring maybe one or two blokes, of a team that's made the grand final, what, three of the last 5 years? They're not beating anyone by 40 points.
It was only Brisbane's horrible record on the road that tipped me out of going the same way here. I wrote down in my notes, Swans not only yet to win this season, yet to cover.
Really?
They haven't covered a game yet, even in a couple of the ones where they've jumped as underdogs. I'm unimpressed on so many levels with this. I hope Brisbane win outright. I've got a soft spot for the Lions, and it's just fun to watch Sydney lose. Oh. But I don't trust them on the road.
Well, I made a couple of bets with some lads a few weeks ago. I think when Sydney were 0-3 or 0-4 that they wouldn't make the finals. I'm like, bullshit, they'll win their next 12. Well, they lost 3 of them, so
they're close to cooked.
I got blokes lining up to cash to pay me out.
Yeah, with the remaining schedule, they've still got G-Dub, Geelong, the Crows in it.
Hawks. They won't beat the Hawks.
they're not going 12-4 the rest of the way from where they are.
Nah,
and even if they do, that might not be enough with percentage.
Correct.
No bet game for me.
Go the bloody Lions.
Second of the Sunday afternoon games are at the MCG for Melbourne and Hawthorn. D's laying about 2.5 goals, total points line, mid-180s.
Yeah, nowhere near enough points, to be honest. I'm not going to bet it. I can't do it again. But yeah, Melbourne to win this one in a canter, the way Hawthorn are going. Probably the only thing holding this line in that mid-teens is the uncertainty over whether Jesse Hogan's going to play. Obviously, with the tragic passing of his father, the club's giving him some time off. I understand he was at training today, which probably says he is going to play. Whether or not his head's in the right place...
Mm.
Could just as easily go the other way and he could come out and kick a dozen against the Hawks the way they're going. But they'll smash Hawthorn around the ball. They've got him across every line at the moment. I expect Melbourne to win by 8 to 10 goals. But I'm not going to bet it.
I am.
You bloody should.
Interestingly, last year Melbourne won the corresponding game by 5 goals. And they were sort of a side on the up, but Hawthorn was still up and about. The game prior to that, the Hawks only won by 3 goals. So when Hawthorn were going well and were a premiership caliber side, and Melbourne were worse than they are now,
yeah,
Melbourne were able to play them pretty close, and they beat them last year, and they're going slightly better, and Hawthorn are going infinitely worse.
Well, the Melbourne team, essentially, is a shitload better than it was in any of those games.
Yeah,
well,
and the Hawthorn team is a shitload worse, and that's...
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. These are the minus for me.
Come on, Hawks.
Final game of the weekend. We're over at Subiaco for Fremantle and Essendon. So it's a 4:40 start twilight-wise on the eastern seaboard, but it's a 2:40 start Perth time. Dockers laying 2 goals. Total points line mid-170s.
Yeah, nah. I can't find a path forward with either of those teams at the moment. Nah. They're just... I would love to see the Dockers do well.
Mm.
They're an honest side, but I still think they really lack genuine avenues to goal. Definitely lack genuine avenues to goal. Other than McCarthy, who's going all right. They actually really miss Ballantyne. They probably miss Ballantyne more than they miss Pavlich, to be honest. Mm. He's just give him a bit of mongrel and a bit of energy. They are trying hard, and the injection of youth into their side's been really good for them, but they're just a step off, and they lack a bit of polish. And the Dons could be anything, to be honest. They've got...
Played 4 good games and 2 complete bludgers against Carlton and Melbourne.
Yeah, exactly right. And I mean, you know...
Which side goes to Subi? What really decides whether they cover or not?
I'll give you this for nothing. As mediocre as Fremantle are at the moment, if Essendon play the first half the way they did against Melbourne last week, they'll be 40 goals down at halftime.
That was a disgusting game.
I'm really glad I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I was at local park footy.
Yeah.
And the skills would have been infinitely better. Yeah. Watching fourth grade park footy.
Yeah.
I've seen bits and pieces here and there. I think I saw a chain where there was 13 turnovers in a row.
Yeah.
Unbroken.
And Essendon continued to play more or less the same way in the second half, just that Melbourne actually figured it out and consequently won the game racing away.
And what, big boy Joey Boy kicked 1-6 and the one was a handback.
Yeah, it was a handback after a miss. Should have been 0-7.
Dear, oh dear.
So there we have it. Yeah, that's a no bet for me as well. So one, possibly two for me this week. I'm going to have Melbourne at the minus, and if I can find anything north of 177.5, I'm going to have the under in the Collingwood Carlton game.
Very good. Well, I'm hoping for some points, mate. Certainly hoping for some points. I've got overs in the Saints G-Dub game. I've got overs in the Port West Coast game, and I've got Brisbane with a very healthy plus.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.